Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother James, NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Just rolled into our new town. Getting close to our preach for this weekend. A big festival we're going to be preaching at. Want to talk to you today about doing a prophet's job. Doing a prophet's job. Yeah, I've been thinking about this topic for a while. I want to talk about it today. I've pondered this. And I want to discuss with you kind of as a teaching moment. I have a few scriptures, not a lot of scriptures, but just the concepts basically. And I want to make sure that men, young men, middle-aged, old men, whoever, that they understand the importance and the gravity of being a street preacher today. This is aimed at men that want to go out and preach the gospel in the world. It's no small matter. And when you ponder that we're doing a prophet's job today. Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you. The street preacher is doing a prophet-like job today. First, let me give you a scripture. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. So that gives us the order, how God established his body and how he has the various callings established to carry out the purpose and the function of the body. Today we're going to focus on the prophet. All right. Now, prophets in the Old Testament were the main way, as well as the new, that God spoke truth into the world and gave his direct revelation. In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 18:15, and the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, liken unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. That's kind of an archetype of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the ultimate great prophet, greatest prophet. But that word prophet, what does that mean in the Hebrew? Nabi. It's an inspired speaker or spokesman. So a prophet is God's inspired speaker or spokesman. So I want to right off make a disclaimer. I do not believe that today we have any prophets like we had in the Old Testament that were inspired, or the New Testament, that were inspired with the Holy Spirit to give new revelation. No, we don't have those kind of prophets anymore. That office is done. The Word of God is sealed. But I do believe that God calls men to do prophet-like jobs. The biblical street preacher. And I will get into it and explain it as we go here. First, I want to be clear. I am not a prophet. I never claimed to be a prophet. But I do believe, again, men are called. I believe God's called me to do a prophet-like job, and I'm going to explain that to you. Let's get right to it. So what did the prophets always do unto God? Now, I'm not going to give you a bunch of scripture verses because this would be a long, long, long teaching. I didn't intend it to be a long teaching. You can go seek this out in God's Word and tell me if it's true or not. All right? That'll be your homework assignment. I know it's true. You go prove it. What did the prophets do for God, unto God? All right. Let's get to that. God called them out to be his messengers, right? So these were men that were called to be his messengers. God often had them living very different, strange, unique, uncommon lives. Yeah, think of some of the prophets and the things they did. God called them to go out into the world. Yeah, prophets just didn't sit around in a building or behind a pew or hang out with everybody in church socials. No, he called them to go out in the world. God often called them and they ended up being loners, acting on their own, having to have great boldness, courage, steadfastness, standing alone. I think of the prophet when he went against 450 prophets of Baal, and it was him against 450 prophets of Baal. That's quite being outnumbered. But you know what? He wasn't outnumbered, because when you know the Most High, doesn't matter how many prophets of Baal they are, they all end up destroyed. And God was victorious with his prophet. Now, God gave them direct revelation. Yeah, we talked about that. I don't believe that's happening anymore today. God's word is sealed. The prophets, God had them being keepers of truth, and they had to hold to that truth, or in the Old Testament, they were stoned to death. Yeah, this is serious, serious stuff. Truth matters. God used and equipped them to be fearless and to preach the truth, reveal the truth, and to rebuke. Yeah, one of the major things they did was rebuke false teaching. God told them to go to his people, the people that claimed him, and call out the truth and call them to repentance. God called them to cry out for repentance, another major job of the prophets. God called them to be warning of his coming wrath. Yeah. Think of Jonah with Nineveh, right? God expected them to be faithful unto great persecution, suffering, and death. Yeah, prophets lost their lives doing the work of God. God wanted them to be watchers, kind of like watchers on the wall. Read about that in the Old Testament. Of truth, and to call out all false ways and sin for his glory. So that's just a description, and you can find Bible verses all over the Old Testament, New Testament to back that up. That's just a description of what these men were, the prophets. They were pillars of the Torah law in the Old Testament and well into the New Testament, like John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a prophet. Matthew 3, 1 through 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." So we see them right into the New Testament. Again, as I said before, Jesus being the ultimate prophet, he did many of these same things as well. Proclaimed truth, went to the Pharisees, called out their false teaching, called people to repentance. His first ministry words were repent or perish. So Jesus modeled this for us perfectly. So now that we understand like what a prophet was in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, let's discuss what men who are called today to go out and street preach, what they're called and commanded to do. See if there's any similarity. See if you can see this. And again, I want to say, a street preacher today does not get new revelation. Nope, no true prophets today. But he acts on the sealed word of God. He does a prophet-like job. And he does the following. Ready? This is what the street preacher does. A biblical street preacher today is called and gifted for his work, just like the prophets were. Not anyone can do it. You have to be called to do it, and they're gifted to do it. He goes to preach the gospel, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and he makes disciples and he's teaching them to obey, Matthew 28, 20. So he's got a very, very important job. Of course, the body with teachers and pastors also have part of that, but what we're talking about here is he has a very important job regarding the gospel. He goes out into the world, traveling. Yeah, yeah, a street preacher is out traveling. He's not sitting in one place, so we're the prophets. He's often out traveling alone, right? Or maybe with a wife. And he's not close to other saints very often in physical proximity. He may know of them. He might be united to them. But he's out traveling. He's out in the world. Kind of like Apostle Paul traveling, okay? He had companions sometimes. Many times he traveled alone. He goes out into the world and in the streets, and he proclaims the gospel truth. That's what the prophets did they not? It is. He acts as a watchman on the wall between God's truth, the holy word in the scriptures, and the man-made false systems all around. 40,000 different false flavors today. The street preacher has to contend against all of those. The prophets had only some heresy and paganism to contend against. We're told in the last days it will be full of false teachers, just as it is. The street preacher has to contend against those. He goes to places that claim faith in Jesus, and he has to call out the truth and rebuke false teachers, oftentimes standing alone to do it. Yeah. He goes to those who claim Christ, warns them about God's coming wrath and judgment, calls them to repentance. That's what the prophets did with Israel, right? He warns of the coming wrath of God. Yeah, the prophets did that. They warned people, turn and forsake your sin. or God's wrath is coming. It's exactly what they did. How about he suffers the wrath and persecution of many, like the religious leaders, the mockers, the police, haters out in the streets. Just what the prophets had to do. A biblical street preacher has to do the very same thing. Often, the street preacher, biblical street preacher, lives a very different life, right? If you're going to be a full-time street preacher, your life is going to be very, very different than all the people around you. Maybe work a 9-to-5 job, live in a house or apartment. They got a much easier, more set schedule, a life that's full of a lot of luxuries, whereas biblical street preachers might go out. God's funding them. They don't beg for money. They fund themselves. They might work. They might labor like Paul did. And they live very simple, low lives to be out in the world, be out in the street, to go out and do God's work. That's exactly what the prophets did. They weren't glamorous men living like kings, like today's false teachers. So I think you can see, as I laid this out, that there are so many similarities of the prophets of old and even in the New Testament and a called biblical street preacher today. Now this next verse, this is something we all must do, men, ladies, everyone, in your home, where you live, no matter how you're living. But Jude states what a prophet of old did and what street preachers today must do as they go out in the world. Ready? Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Yeah, that's what the prophet did. That's what the street preacher does. Earnestly contends for the faith, oftentimes doing it standing alone in harsh conditions against many people. Yeah, go stand out at a religious building sometime and they call the police on you. We just had an armed guard come out against us at a Baptist church. They called 3 police on us. All the people mocking and laughing. And here's the street preacher standing with his wife calling out for righteousness, truth, and repentance. That's what the prophets had to do. So that function of a prophet, it's kind of tying together what I'm saying here. Prophets of old, street preachers today, the two witnesses. That's going to come back in the last days in the tribulation. Ready? Revelation 11:3. And I'll give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. So God's going to bring back that prophet-like person or couple, two witnesses, a couple of people, in the last days. So kind of see what I'm talking about. Prophets, street preachers, full circle back to the prophets in the last days. I hope this teaching kind of gets you men and ladies, if you're listening, because you're interested in the things of God. I hope it gets you pondering the similarities of the called holy prophets of old and a biblical street preacher who's called today. Men, if you feel called to be a biblical street preacher, make sure you know the biblical gospel and you're living it in holiness. You know, the prophets had to live holy, perfect lives. If they didn't, as we said, they were stoned. No one took them serious. So you can't just go out and street preach. You've got to be living the set apart, holy, sanctified life in Christ. You got to know the doctrines and the word of God. You have to know the oracles of God so you can go out and preach and defend the oracles of God and then inspire others through your ministry to want to strive for that as well. Amen? And here's another similarity. Just like there was very few true prophets of old, there's very few true called biblical street preachers today. Yeah, it's true. I don't know why there's very few. Maybe because no one really wants to live this life, or it's probably because Jesus said there's going to be few, a puny number in Matthew 7. That's what it means, true saints anyway. So that's probably the reason that there's so few. You take a few puny saints, and in that is a minuscule number that will be called to be godly, holy street preachers. Yeah, think about it. Going to be a small number. So it's a calling. It's a gifting. It's not something many people can do. Ponder that. If you desire it or you feel called to it, men, make sure you're ready to live it out fully, all for God's glory in all of your ways. and expect to be treated just like a prophet of old. Hated, scorned, persecuted, ridiculed, mocked, maybe killed for your faith, imprisoned. But you know what? God calls, God equips, God encourages, God gives the truth, God gives boldness, God gives steadfastness. And if you truly are called, it's something you cannot deny. I can say that. When people say, how do you know you're called? It's when you know that God wants you to do this and you can't deny it. You can't stop doing it. If you did, you're miserable, because the call on your life is so powerful that you can't get it out of you, and it's your driving force to serve God and go live out this calling to be a biblical street preacher like a prophet of old. No, we're not prophets today just like they were, but we do a prophet's job out in the world. I love doing it. Just got done witnessing some people. We witness one-on-one. We hand out gospel cards. We go to events. We go to religious buildings. We're doing what the prophets did. What a glorious thing. We're no better than anyone else, me and my wife, as we strive to do this. But we are different. We are called. We are empowered. We've been gifted. We've been equipped. We provide for ourselves. We don't mooch and take people's money. We walk blameless, just like the prophets had to do, before this holy God, proclaiming Christ crucified, lifting up his death, burial, and resurrection, warning people of the wrath of God to come, and giving them hope because of the goodness of his grace, love, and mercy. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. I hope that has edified you. That is a teaching that I have wanted to do for a long time, doing a prophet's job today. Again, there are no true prophets today as there was once, but a biblical street preacher has a huge responsibility to do what those prophets did. And even if you're not a street preacher, Titus 2 keeper, housewife, a man working, supporting his family, you have an awesome responsibility right in the calling that God has given to you. Get in your calling, walk in what you're gifted to, and do it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's loving God, Matthew 22. Let's leave it right there. Let us know how we can help you. Not only do we travel and street preach, we have a website, don'tperish.com, loaded with thousands of resources to help you in the biblical faith, help you find your calling, help you walk in it, help you glorify God. We love you all. Till next time, I got to get on a conference call with some brothers. We love you all. May God be praised.